for you. Fill out the online form and you're on your way. For all the details and to get started now, go to mebanking.com. Member FDIC.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Salem Springs 25-24. Lady Panthers did go on a 6-0 run to end that last period. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yelva Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside. Audrey Young, my producer, back at the studio. Mullen throws over to Husky on the left side, down to Jackson in the corner. She'll drill out to the wing. That goes up to the top. Finds Mullen on the right. Down in the corner to Waymire. Waymire's going to drill out on the wing. Now if he gives it to Mullen there on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her. He's able to get it back. But now has the ball knocked away. And this time, Salem Springs comes up with a steal. Have a chance to get their first lead in a while. Ball goes over to Smith on the left side. She's going to continue dribbling there on the wing. 7-17 left to play in this game. Ball goes over to Keen on there on the left wing. Finds Roston in the paint for the layup. She can't get to go. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here is Husky with up just inside the half-court stripe. Dribbles toward towards the free throw line. Now goes back behind the three-point line. Over to Jackson on the left. She's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Keen. But she quickly gets it out to Tiefel for the Lady Panthers.
Man, that ball hit every part of the rim.
It did.
The bottom of the net.
Ross going up into the lane for the layup. She gets it, and the Lady Panthers back on top for the first time in a while. 26-25, Lady Panthers on an 8-0 run right now. Here is Mullen throwing it down in the right corner to Jackson. Cross court, tries to throw it to Waymire. Ball goes off of people and then off of Waymire's hands and then out of bounds on the far sideline. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:21 left to play in the game. It is Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 26-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 6:21 left to play in the game. As Salem Springs leads 26-25, both teams with two full timeouts left, and they're both out of 30-second timeouts. Faith Ellis inbounding the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Smith. We're back underway. Smith into the front court. She's about to be met by a double team. Gets it to Ross. Over to Ellis on the right side. Tried to throw it to Tiefel on the paint. Ball was knocked away by Husky. Ball goes out of bounds and will be Salem Springs ball with 6:10 left in the game.
Salem Springs had her a little bit earlier if they saw it. But they hesitated a little bit giving Parker time to get a hand on the ball before it got down there.
So it will be Keen inbounding the ball for the Lady Panthers. Throws it up top to Tiefel. Throws it down to Keen on the low block, and she gets the layup good. Emily Keen with her first 2 points of the night. And it's Salem Springs' run now is 10-0. Here is Husky throwing it to Norcross. Over to Jackson on the left side. Mishandles the pass, but is able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. Now gives it to Norcross. Tried to throw it to Waymire. Ball was stolen by Smith. She is quickly back the other way, finding Keeney into the lane for the layup. Good.
You know, the offensive end down here, you know, you want to make sure you settle down right now and see if we can get a good shot. Maybe take something, get to the free throw line. Just get some score here.
Now Mount Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 5:22 left to play in the game. As Solomon Springs' run is now 12-0. It is the Lady Panthers up on Mount Tom 30-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate.
Enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Parker Husky taking the inbound pass coming out of the timeout. Dribbles into the paint. Throws it to Jackson on the left wing. She dribbles to the top. Over to Norcross on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ellis. And back comes Salem Springs. Ball goes over to Tiefel. Over to Ross on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And Husky is able to secure the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers.
Once again, got a wide open shot there. Lady Bombers just need these balls to fall here in this last 4:45.
Yep. Here's Husky with it on the right side. Throws over to Jackson on the left. Tries to go cross court to Rucker. Ball was knocked away by Keene. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Tom will inbound it with 4:41 left as they trail 30-25. Right now, Solomon Springs on a run of 12 straight points. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side.
5 points, not an insurmountable deficit here for the Lady Bombers. He said only to get a good shot here.
Well, there's much time left on the clock. That's true. Here's Mount Tom comes up with his commits another turnover as going into the lane for the layup was Ross. She couldn't get it to go, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line. Kate Jackson picks up her second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. No fouls called against Silent Springs in this half.
Now they played pretty clean defense on them, on the Lady Bombers here.
This is Ross's first trip to the free throw line. First shot, no good. She has 10 points so far this evening. Cameron Mullen checking back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Amelia Rucker. Again, 4:22 left on the clock as Ross trying to extend Silent Springs' lead a little bit further. She misses both free throws, and the ball will dribble out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 4:16 left there. Clock kept going as they –
clock never stopped on that timeout there. Or on the dead ball.
Lady Bombers with the ball trailing by five. Mullen with it up top. Throws over to Husky on the left. Now she's going to drill to the elbow. She's going to put up the jumper. Bounces around, does not go. And Smith gets a rebound for the Lady Panthers.
Man, just tough breaks for the Lady Bombers. They're getting good shots there, just not going in.
Balls quickly to Tiefel in the right corner. She puts up the three-pointer. Good. Rena Tiefel with 16 points. And now it's a 15-0 run for Solemn Springs. Here is Waymeyer dribbling on the left side. Almost lost the ball, but able to secure it. Husky will give it to Mullen. Mullen's dribbling to the free throw line. Now throws it back to Husky. Out to Jackson. Thought about three. Now she's dribbling to the lane. Has the ball knocked away. And Solomon Springs comes up with another steal. Balls quickly to Ellis, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Well, this game's kind of gotten away from Mountain Home the last few minutes.
Yeah, turnovers on the offensive end and runouts by Solomon Springs on the other end.
It's a 17-0 run for Solomon Springs with about 3 minutes left. They're up 35-25. Here is Jackson with it. Dribbles to the left wing. Now tries to throw it to Husky. She mishandles the pass. It goes out of bounds. And that will be the 17th turnover against the Lady Bombers tonight.
You know, Lady Bombers are going to have to try to score with some urgency now with 2:52 left being down 10. They're going to have to try to get a stop, which they're up here pressing. We're going to have to try to score quickly on the other end.
Amelia Rucker checks back in for Kate Jackson. Here is Smith with it, giving it into the front court to Ellis. Now to Ross. She's going to put up the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymire. Back comes Mountain Home.
Quick shot by Cylone. See if Lady Bombers can turn that into points down here.
Mullen will give it to Husky. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play. It's a 10-point Silent Springs lead. And now a foul is going to be called. The first foul of the second half against the Lady Panthers. They're going to get Anna Licklinski with her first personal foul. Team foul number, I'm sorry. They called that on
Faith Ellis.
Yeah. First they said 10, then they changed it to 13. That's Faith Ellis' first personal foul. Team foul number one against Silent Springs. Mullen has it in the left corner. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good, and Mount Tom's long scoring drought comes to an end. Cameron Mullen with her first 2 points. 35-27.
Quick and steal now, there by the Lady Bombers.
Mount Tom's about to come up with a steal, and I'm not sure what they call out bounds on Mountain Home.
Yeah, I think both Kim and it looked like Keen were both going for the ball there, and I think that maybe bounced it off Mountain Home's hand.
Okay. Ellison bounds it to Smith. Over 2 minutes left in the game. Mountain Home trailing by 8. Ball goes over to Ellison. Sorry, on the left side. And now a foul's going to be called on Parker Husky. Kind of a little touch foul there.
Yeah, maybe looks like we're trying to get some fouls here to get the bonus so we can extend this game through free throws.
That's just a 13 foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Inbound pass goes to Smith. We take inside 2 minutes. Ball goes over to Keen on the right side. Now up top to Ellis. Over to Smith on the left. Smith's going to dribble to the low block. Tries to throw it to Keen. She mishandles the pass, but is able to get it out to Ross to avoid a turnover. Ross is going to dribble into the lane for the reverse layup. She gets the basket, and she draws a foul.
Wow. Man, tough kind of luck there. It looked like the ball was going to go out of bounds on Siloam Springs. She saved it in right to Ross there with the reverse layup.
Lauren Waymeyer picks up her third personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Emma Wilbur checking in for Annie Norcross. Ross at the free throw line, where so far she is 0 for 2 with 14 points. I'm sorry, with 12 points. She gets this free throw, though. And it's now an 11-point lead for Siloam Springs, 38-27 our score. Over a minute and a half left. Here is Mullen giving it to Wilbur. Out to Rucker. Up top now to Husky. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Parker Husky with her first 3 points of the night.
Good aggressiveness, quick score. You know, Parker wide open there. You like to see Parker take more shots like that.
And now Mountain Home comes up with a steal. And back quickly they go. Going into the lane for the layup was Mullen. Her shot was blocked. And Silent Springs comes up with the ball. What, 38-30, Silent Springs leading in. Now Silent Springs commits a turnover as Brooke Ross throws a little wide of Keen.
Silent Springs is pressing a little bit on the offensive end. Really, they don't have to.
It's kind of surprising.
Fortune of the Lady Bombers.
Yeah. Less than a minute left now as Mount Home has the ball trailing by 8.
We got to have some urgency right here. We've got 50 seconds. We're down 8. We got to try to score.
Husky going in towards the lane for the running jumper. They're going to say the basket was before the shot attempt, though. And so Mount Tom's going to inbound it on the baseline with 50.3 seconds left. The foul is on Emily Keene, her first personnel foul. Team foul number 2 against the Lady Panthers. Inbound pass goes to Emma Wilbur. Now to Mullen. Mullen dribbles to the left elbow. Throws out on the wing to Waymire. Up top to Husky. She's going to try the long three. Good! And quickly, Mount Tom's going to take their last time out of the night. We'll break with 39.5 seconds left. It is Siloam Springs leading Mount Tom 38-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home took the timeout quickly after Parker Husky hit her second three of the night. She has 6 points. Mountain Home is completely out of timeouts. 39 and a half seconds left. They trail Siloam Springs 38-33.
Yeah, look to Mountain Home. Be real aggressive. Try to steal. See if you can get a quick steal here. If you can't, you get a foul. That's okay.
Tiefel takes an inbound pass. Tries to throw it to Smith. Mountain Home comes up with a steal. Here's Husky. He's going to try for another three on the right side. Good! Parker Husky with 9 points. Mountain Home cuts the margin to two. And now a foul's going to be called against Amelia Rucker. The clock's continue to run.
There's at least 5 or 6 seconds that went off.
So they, I don't know if they're going to try to put any more time back on the clock. That foul is called on Mountain Home. I believe that's on Amelia Rucker, her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Panthers, against the Lady Bombers, excuse me. So now officials are getting together to talk about the clock to see if they need to put any more time back on. They're going to add three seconds back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 25 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, how big are those seconds that ticked off in the start of this fourth quarter down there with the around 4 minute mark?
That's right. So they're again trying to get put back together. Now that was the 15th foul. That's something they'll need to add to the scoreboard too, by the way. So they're still trying to get that clock situated. Okay, so there we go. We got 25
seconds. There we go.
So anyways, Mount Home just has one foul left to give. It's five team fouls against the Lady Bombers. Inbound pass goes to Smith. And now she's going to commit the foul. I believe that's the sixth. Parker Husky commits her second personal foul. Is it?
It should be the sixth.
They said that was the fifth foul, but I thought it was the sixth. But now they got. Now Mount Tom almost comes up with a steal. Now Cameron Mullen's going to be called for the foul with 12.4 left on the clock. I think we're still continuing to have some scoreboard issues. 12.4 seconds left on the clock. It's supposed to be 38-36, and they got 38-10 up there. And now also, I don't know about the foul situation, too. See, I'm So I guess that was just a sixth foul. Okay.
See if the Lady Bombers can get a steal. Lots of pressure right here on this inbounds pass. We got everybody back. Let's see if we can get the. You know they're going to Smith right here. That's where they're
yep. The ball goes to Smith, down to 10 seconds, and she's going to be fouled. Wow, that almost looked like an offensive foul.
Yeah.
But they're going to get Parker Husky with the block. That's her second. Or actually a third, team seventh. So it's going to be it's supposed to be a 1-1 now with 8.2 seconds left in the game. So, wow, this has been quite a sequence of events just in the last couple of minutes. So it is going to be Brooke Smith at the line for the 1-1. So far she is 1-2 from the free throw line with 3 points.
Listen, 1-2 would be great right here. Just missed that first one. 0-1 would be excellent.
Yeah.
Lady Bombers don't have a timeout, so they're going to have to get it and go right here.
That's right. Been 8.2 on the clock. It is a 2-point lead for Siloam Springs. And the first free throw is no good. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Back quickly. Oh, she's going to be tripped up, though. And Brooke Smith is going to come up with a steal. And it's a two-possession game. And that's probably going to do it, as it is now 40-36. And Siloam Springs is going to get the four-point win as time expires. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, it looked like she got fouled there. She kind of played aggressive. Kudos to Siloam Springs for making the plays at the end of the game there.
All right. So it is, unfortunately, Mount Tom does come out on the losing end of a hard-fought battle. They have, like, came back after Siloam Springs scored 17 straight.
You know, Siloam is predicted to be at the top of the conference, fighting for those top two spots. So good showing here for the Lady Bombers. Tough not to be able to pull it out, but we played really, really well.
So we're going to take a break and come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score, Mountain Home falls to Salem Springs 40-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and